This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A CIA veteran expects al-Qaeda to rebuild within Afghanistan, AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
Michael Morrell, who was the CIA analyst who briefed President George W. Bush on September 11, 2001, said Tuesday he's convinced the Taliban will invite al-Qaeda to rebuild in Afghanistan. Morrell, who twice served as acting CIA director, spoke at an online forum sponsored by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of Virginia. It was one of a series of panels this week to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the September 11 attacks. Morrell twice served as acting CIA director, and he briefed President Barack Obama on the intelligence that led to the killing of Osama bin Laden. He said there's no doubt in his mind the Taliban will give safe haven to al-Qaeda, and he believes al-Qaeda's intention will be to build capability so they can attack us here at home. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Meanwhile, the Taliban has announced an interim government that seems unlikely to win the international support the new leaders desperately need to avoid an economic meltdown. We get details there from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
It's an all-male interim government taking charge in Afghanistan, and it's stacked with veterans of their hardline rule from the 1990s and the 20-year battle against the U.S.-led coalition and its Afghan government allies. Among the most notable names, Sirajuddin Haqqani as interior minister. He heads the feared Haqqani network that's blamed for many deadly attacks and kidnappings, and he's on the FBI's most wanted list with a $5 million bounty on his head. The Haqqani network is believed to still be holding at least one American hostage. I'm Ben Thomas.
There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Americans trying to evacuate hundreds of Afghans and American citizens, including one Afghan who worked as a U.S. military translator and says he's anticipating his beheading by the Taliban, pleaded for action from the Biden administration to get the would-be evacuees aboard charter flights that are standing by to fly them from Afghanistan. The man whose identity the Associated Press withheld for his security said he was running out of money to keep his family housed in a hotel in a northern Afghan city after waiting a week for Taliban permission for the chartered evacuation flights to leave the airport there. The UN Atomic Watchdog says Iran has continued to increase its stockpile of highly enriched uranium that could be used to make nuclear weapons in contravention of a 2015 accord with world powers that was meant to contain Tehran's nuclear program. The International Atomic Energy Agency also told member states in its confidential quarterly report on Tuesday that its verification and monitoring activities have been seriously undermined since February by Iran's refusal to let inspectors access the IAEA monitoring equipment. The IAEA's director general said he was willing to travel to Iran to meet the recently elected government for talks on the topic. Two cameras that the agency installed at one site in Iran have been severely damaged. A massive fire ravaged through an overcrowded prison near Indonesia's capital overnight. At least 41 inmates died, two of them foreigners serving drug sentences. Eight inmates were hospitalized with severe burns and nine had lighter injuries. 64, including many with smoke inhalation, were transferred to a mosque on the prison grounds. Televised footage showed firefighters battling to extinguish orange flames while black smoke billowed from the compound. Victims were evacuated to ambulances and dozens of bodies in orange bags were laid in a prison room. Indonesia's justice minister expressed his deep condolences for the family of the victims and pledged to provide the best treatment for injured victims. Tens of thousands of supporters of Brazil's embattled right-wing president Jair Bolsonaro heeded his call and turned out at Independence Day rallies as he stepped up his attacks on the Supreme Court and threatened to plunge the country into a constitutional crisis. Bolsonaro has been locked in a feud with the court, in particular justice, who has jailed several of the president's supporters for allegedly financing, organizing, or inciting violence or anti-democratic acts. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.